Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and Because We Love You down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin, inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Giaca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joe.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. It's Tuesday, February 28th. Is this leap year? Leap year's when there's a 29th, huh? Right. I don't do math. Welcome to the Joey English Show, whatever day it is. If you're up early with us, you're listening to us in early morning drive time on the legendary KWXY, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. And you can catch up with us later, afternoon drive time, on 920 AM, where I started 28 years ago, and 99.1 FM. I don't care where you listen, just so you do. I want this to be the best hour of your day. And after we spend an hour together, you'll be the smartest person at the cocktail party. Wear red, eat chocolate, and listen to what we've got in store. The Joey English Daily Datebook. Lots of community events, some mystery songs, some great, great interviews, some great, great giveaways, and some great, great music, mine, if there's time, at the end of the hour. And after we're finished, we put everything on my website, my Facebook page. You can listen to the podcast, everything. You know the routine. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Tuesday, February 28th, is National Tooth Fairy Day. I used to give my older children a quarter. Then by the time Tyler came along, it was a dollar. Who knows what it is now? My goodness. Okay, the Palm Springs Cultural Center presents the Lincoln Debate tonight at 7 p.m. at the Palm Springs Cultural Center, 2300 Baristo. Details at psculturalcenter.org. The City of Palm Desert wants your help to determine the current state of broadband. They want you to take a survey. Go to palmdesert.gov/broadband. Oscars presents Aces, directed by Judith Chapman, every Thursday and Friday from the 9th of March through the 31st at 7 p.m. at Oscars. Details at oscarspalmsprings.com. Okay, let's do a little legendary with Wink Martindale. He presents his award-winning History of Rock and Roll from 1 to 3 p.m. today on the legendary KWXY Radio. That's 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. Check it all out at winkmartindale.org. Thus endeth a questionable reading of the Joey English Daily Datebook. Okay, Joey pals, we have a first-time guest at our microphones. We're honored to welcome Mark Talkington from...
The Palm Springs Post.
The Palm Springs Post. That's a wonderful little publication. Is that the way you describe it?
Yeah, I always tell people that it's supposed to be a weekly newspaper, if you remember those. It's just done every day and done digitally. We don't print anything. So... Yeah, that's what I'm trying to replicate, is that that feeling you had when, you know, there was always the daily newspaper or newspapers in town and the TV stations, wherever you grew up. But a lot of times there was also a weekly paper, and those were papers where you would find more neighborhood-oriented news.
And the comics.
Yeah.
The comics, I think they were Sundays.
Yeah.
The Sunday comics.
Yeah. Yeah, so I try to do more neighborhood news.
So it's not a physical publication.
No.
I didn't realize that, because I read it online, don't I?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all digital, and our kind of our main delivery format is this daily newsletter that comes out every morning at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday. Sometimes on Sundays we send out a special one, but that seems to be the format that people really like. And I've done a lot of my background is in digital news product development. I did a lot of research and took a lot of that 30 plus years of history of this and brought it to what I do here in Palm Springs and made the format easily digestible. You can get all your news, get caught up about events happening in town and news happening at City Hall just there in the newsletter. You don't need to, I mean, it's okay if you click out and go to the website. We have a website, but.
Oh, I see.
But we prefer to just deliver it in a newsletter that's a quick read, 5 minutes or less, catch up on everything you need to know in your city. We deliver it with, a little bit of personality. Kendall, my reporter, and I, we let a little of our personality seep into it, and it seems to have been a hit.
So I'm getting the picture now. How long have we had digital publications instead of pages of the paper?
Well, it's interesting. I left the Desert Sun in 1997, and at that time I had been playing with this thing called the internet, and I thought, I really think people are going to want to read their news on their computers, and as the story goes, I walked into the corner office and told the executive editor, hey, we should put the newspaper on the internet, and she laughed me out of the room, and then a month later, Gannett sent out an email saying, there we, you know, newspapers will never be replicated or replaced. Our stranglehold on the classified ad market will never be released. The internet is a fad.
Never say never.
Yep, I left. I went up to Seattle and went to work for a company founded by Paul Allen, one of the founders of Microsoft, and we built something called ESPN.com.
Hello,
which was. You know, as you know, it's this huge sports juggernaut. I was one of the first 10 people hired there. ESPN later moved all its operations to Bristol, Connecticut, decided not to go, and that's when I jumped over to Microsoft.
And, my goodness.
Yeah, and was one of the founding editors for MSN.com, where I worked for 20 years until December 31st.
You're not that old.
I'm 55. But long story short, I mean, I've been in the news media business 30 years, but only been in the digital news media business since 1997. That's about the time that, you know, you started to have AOL and Yahoo and MSN, and, you know, you could get your installed disk and all that type of stuff. But, you know, print publications are fewer and far between. You know, Gannett has killed hundreds and hundreds of them across the country, and they're going to continue doing that. But it's okay. People like to hold and fold a paper, and I certainly think that...
Bottom of the birdcage.
Yeah, they're very valuable. It's nice to sit down with a Sunday paper.
Yes.
But day-to-day, people are busy, and they like to read their news online, hence the rise of Facebook and places like that.
So you were here in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Then you went up north.
Yeah.
You became a star with ESPN and MSNBC. Or MSN.
Yeah.
What brought you back to Palm Springs?
Well, you know, I was born and raised in the Seattle area.
Oh.
And always wanted, my wife's from Orange County, and I always wanted to come live in Palm Springs, live in the desert. So we did. We moved down here. I got hired up at the High Desert Star in Yucca Valley, but within 3 months, I got hired away to work down here at the Desert Sun.
Back to the Desert Sun.
Love, love, love the desert. But the opportunity was in Seattle, was to go back up there and work in, you know, high tech.
Surely.
So we went up there, but we kept coming back here and eventually bought a condo here, a second home here, like everybody does. Around 2016, I just started coming down here for a couple weeks at a time, then a month at a time, and I would fly my wife back and forth. And I just never went back. And at some point, our youngest decided to go to college down here to animation school, and we said, why don't we just everybody move to
how many children do you have?
I have two kids, 26 and 24. They're both artists. Both the last one just graduated from college, went to
nice.
Laguna College of Art and Design. So we said we should be down here and be close to that kid and help them. And we did. My wife, even before the pandemic, got work from home. I had had work from home since 2012 with Microsoft.
Oh, my, of course.
And so we moved into this little one-bedroom condo and decided, well, it's too small. So we sold that in 2020 and bought a townhome up in Palermo. And we're here. You know, every day is sunshine and blue skies. And that's what we need.
What was the concept behind starting the Palm Springs Post? How do you start a digital publication?
Yeah, so, you know, as I watched the local paper do less and less, and have less and less, and put more and more strain on the reporters who were there, who were doing an amazing job. I thought, well, this town needs more. When I worked at the Sun, we had, I think, 75 people in the newsroom, and the building was full, and we had over 100,000 Sunday subscribers, and we delivered, you know, I was the front page editor, and we delivered a big, thick newspaper every day.
Yes.
And one of the things I loved working on the most was, like, the Sunday series, right? There would be a six-page spread with photos, and organizing all that and designing all that, it was great. But I noticed that, like, one reporter was trying to cover three towns, and you just can't do that. So I thought, you know, I'm gonna step up, and I'm gonna do a little newsletter, and just report from City Hall, and
from just Palm Springs.
Yeah, from just Palm Springs, and see how it goes. And the more, and I was still working at Microsoft at the time, and the more I did it, the more people really appreciated it. It really started because there was a fire up near my neighborhood. You could see the flames. And my wife woke me up and said, look at this. I'm like, oh, I wonder what it is. I went where everybody goes. I went to Twitter and Facebook and Nextdoor trying to find what it was. I went to KESQ and NBC, Desert Sun, couldn't find what it was for days. And finally, I just sent an email to Nathan Gunkel over at the fire department and said, hey, you don't know me, what's going on? And he's like, he gave me this report. And I'm like, cool. I put that on Nextdoor, and people are like, oh, thank you. By the time I had figured out what had happened, it was just a minor thing. Everybody had gone down the rabbit hole of, well, it's a drug den, and it's a gas leak, and we're all going to die and everything, as they do. And I found that people really just appreciated basic facts and the truth. And so I just started picking up on that and reading what people were curious about, running out and reporting it. And
so you do a lot of the reporting yourself.
Unfortunately, I have to.
And is Kendall a girl or a boy?
Yeah, Kendall is a young woman. She's 26.
Okay.
She was Gino's executive producer over at NBC, and I stole her.
There you go.
I stole her.
So how do people advertise in the Palm Springs Post?
Well, they can send an email to me. Just send an email to editor@thepalmspringspost.com.
Right. This will all be up on joeyenglish.com, folks. Do not try to write it down while you're driving.
Yeah.
And you sell advertising?
We're sold out. We're sold out. We sell out we've sold out every month.
Wow, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, we sell advertising both on the website, but mainly inside the newsletter where there's an exclusive ad for advertisers. And
what's your circulation?
13,500 people read it every single morning. 50,000 people a month go to the website.
Now, how do folks sign up to get the newsletter?
They can just go to thepalmspringspost.com.
Thepalmspringspost.com.
Yep, and right at the very top of the page, I have a little place where you can enter your email address and hit subscribe, and you'll get it. And it's free. It's always free, always going to be free. There's no paywall. I cover all the stories that everybody else covers and much, much more.
Bless your heart.
And I do it for free because I don't believe people should have to pay to receive basic news and information about their community. That's a broken model, and I've been able to do it differently.
How exciting. I love hearing how you've made this dream of yours come true.
Yeah, it's been great.
Good for Palm Springs.
Yeah, right.
Now you have a line to say. You ready?
Yeah.
It's Joey English along with Mark Talkington. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.